Oh, hi, can I speak to Mrs. Bok?
Speaking.
Hi, Mrs. Bok, this is Sean Miller. I'm calling you from Telstra. I'm a technical engineer. How are you doing?
Not too bad. It could be better.
Okay, well, Mrs. Bok, actually right now our engineers are working in the local exchange office. That is the reason I called you. So could you please tell me, how's your internet working nowadays?
Not good, but I'll get your husband. I don't know anything about it.
Okay.
Don't like computers.
Oh, okay.
G'day.
Mr. Bok, this is Sean Miller from Telstra. I'm a technical engineer. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
Okay, well, Mr. Bok, actually right now our engineers are working in your local exchange office near Broken Hill. That is the reason I called you. So could you please tell me, how's your internet working nowadays?
You swear?
Sorry?
I'm not really happy with it. Not at all.
Why?
I run Telstra. Early last week.
Mm-hmm.
They put me through some actions over the phone, and the NBN is still shit. It drops out 5-6 times a day. Now, if you can do something about that, I'd be very happy. If not, I'll change suppliers.
I'm so sorry for the inconvenience. Actually, you know what, sir? Since last couple of weeks, we are continuously receiving so many emails from your local operator. They are also complaining us that most of our customers, they are not getting a proper services from our side. That is the reason today we have started working. All right. So let me ask you, sir, from how long are you facing this kind of problems?
Ever since the NBN has been put on. Probably,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, 2 years.
Okay, and have you made any kind of changes in the settings of your internet, sir?
No, but I did go out and buy a new modem,
mm-hmm.
which cost me, I think, $288, and that has done nothing to improve the NBN.
Mm-hmm.
I went over to the local Telstra shop, and mm-hmm. had a chat to them about it, and they couldn't help me. They just gave me a number to call. I called that, and the lady on the other end of the phone put me through some things like resetting the modem and all that bullshit, but it's been nothing. Every time I try to do something on a computer, it drops out, and I've got to wait 15 minutes for it to hook back up again.
Oh, okay, all right. You mean to say that, you installed, Telstra lady guide you over the phone on, and you installed that modem over the phone?
That modem was installed by a computer bloke.
Okay.
And she just talked me through what she could probably do over the phone. The main one was to reset the modem, and I did that, and nothing, no change at all.
And could you please try to remember, sir, have you shared any kind of your internet or your computer password to anybody?
Nope.
Okay.
No, if anyone wants to use information on my computer, they come to me.
Mm-hmm.
They don't operate it by themselves.
Okay, well, why I'm asking you this sort of question, because while we are working in your internet line, we have been found that whenever you go online, at the same time, there are some people from outside your locality are trying to get access to your internet without your permission, without your knowledge, and they're using your IP address. So that's why we are calling you today, to check out what's going wrong in your router, okay?
Okay.
When was the last time you used this internet line, sir?
Just a little while ago. I downloaded my emails.
You check your email today. Okay, all right.
Yes.
Well, I can see in my system that somebody was active in your lines yesterday midnight between 12 to 3 a.m. and on Saturday between 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. That was you or somebody else?
No, they couldn't have been activating my computer because I turned the main power off.
No, I'm not talking about your computer, sir. I'm just talking about your internet line, your router IP address. By the way, when you don't use your internet line, you leave your router on or you turned it off?
No, the router's left on. The computer's turned off completely, but the router, that's still on because of the phone line. If I turn the router off, I haven't got a phone.
Yes, I got you. So you mean like your landline is also connected with your internet modem as well? Okay.
Yep.
And right now, sir, are you able to check what color lights do you see on it?
Yep, five green lights.
Five green. And out of five, is there any lights which is blinking?
No, sorry. There's one blinking. There's four green lights and one is blinking.
You can see total four green. And only one of them are blinking.
Yeah, that's the phone line.
Oh, yeah, because you're talking to me on phone. And in back side of that box, you will see there is some cables are connected.
Yep.
How many cables are connected, sir?
I've got a yellow one connected in. I've got a power cord connected in. And I've got a white one, telephone cable sort of thing. And a white one into a green socket. A white one into a grey socket, white one into a green, or grey one into a green socket, white one into a yellow socket, and a black power socket.
Okay. The power one, the internet one, the DSL one, and your landline one. I got it.
Yeah.
Okay,
yep.
Well, let me tell you, sir, according to my reports, I can see in my system that currently the router which you have got right now, most of the major services and the security of that router are not working properly. Due to that reason, day by day, some of the outsider, they are automatically connected to your internet. That is the reason, sir, sometimes it is dropping out or the speed is working slow just because all of your security and services are getting divided with all those people who are active in your lines. So we need to block all of them in order to make you a secure connection. And in case, sir, if we found any kind of major problem with your router, then we are going to send one of our technicians for the checkup of your internet lines, okay?
All right, well, I've got to go to the Telstra shop and organize that. I've already organized a meeting at the local Telstra shop.
Yes, sir. First of all, sir, right now we are working. So we need to check the services. You can do one thing. I'm going to give it to you some security details. You can write it down in a paper. Could you please be handy with a piece of paper and a pen?
Yep. Just give me a second.
Yep.
Okay, tell me what you want me to know.
You need to write down your Telstra customer ID number, your customer ID which is 888.
Yep.
Then in capital letter, D for Delta.
Yep.
C for Charlie.
Yep.
A for Alpha. Then number 60.
Yep.
Then give a hyphen.
Mm-hmm.
Then D for Delta in capital letter.
Yep.
And number 062.
Okay.
Check it, sir. It should be like 888 BCA 60 hyphen Delta 062, right? This is your Telstra customer ID number, and why I'm not giving you this customer ID number, you know, because nowadays not only you, most of our customer, they are also complaining us that they're getting so many nuisance calls regarding their internet. So some of the people are pretending themselves they're from Amazon, they're from NBN, and they're trying to sell our customer unnecessary software. That is the reason we provide our each and every customer their customer ID number, so that in future, if you are going to receive any more phone calls regarding your internet or any XYZ company, you have to simply ask them about your customer ID number first. If they will provide you this ID, then only you can talk to them, otherwise not. Simply hang up the call.
Okay.
And this is for your safety and security code only. And I would like to request you, sir, please keep this customer ID with you. Do not share this ID to anyone or over the telephone, because this is a very unique code of your router. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you. By the way, sir, right now, is your computer is on or it's off right now?
It's on and operating.
Okay. Do you know how to check the speed of your internet, sir?
Yep. Yep.
Could you
That's one of the things the lady on the phone told me the other day.
Okay. Could you please check right now, sir, what are the speeds you are getting, because I need to make a report of it. And you can check the speed from our official website, from Telstra speed test page, okay?
Okay, just hang on a second.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at my computer.
Mm-hmm.
Bloody slow.
Okay. Do you use Google Chrome, sir? Google Chrome?
Beg your pardon?
Do you have a Google Chrome?
Do I have a...
Google, sir. Google Chrome.
Yeah, I have.
Oh, you can check from Google Chrome, sir, because Google Chrome is the fastest browser.
Alright. Around about 25 for the downloads, 25.6. Yeah, 25.3 it finished up at. And the uploads. And the ping was 39. 5.8 for the uploads, and the ping was 39.
Okay, alright. Well, I can see my system, so according to my reports, I can see here, the ping is very high. It is going to work under 5 ping, but you are getting like 39 ms. And the download and upload speed which you are supposed to get, that is 80 Mbps, 80 megabyte per second. But right now the download is near about 26 Mbps and the upload is near about 6 Mbps, right?
Download is 25.2 Mbps,
mm-hmm.
And the upload is 5.8.
Near about 6. I think there some of the router services are not working. I need to check those services as well. You can do one thing. You can close this page and come back to your home screen. Close it.
Okay.
If you don't mind, sir, can I ask you how old is your computer is?
Maybe 6 years.
6 years.
Yep.
You can do one thing. Come to your home screen, please.
Yeah, I'm on my home screen.
Okay, you can do one thing. Have a look on your computer screen. At the extreme left-hand side bottom corner, what do you see?
Extreme bottom left hand.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've got the web station at the bottom. I've got a blue square window and a movie camera and some folders.
Yeah, where you can Can you see there is a magnifying glass type here to search?
A magnifying glass.
On the left-hand side corner, you will see there is a little magnifying glass which is saying you type here to search.
Not on my computer, there's not.
Well, you can do one thing, you can click on start, sir.
Yeah, I've just opened up a search window.
Yeah, did you click on
it? That's got everything on the mail envelope and the calendar and the Microsoft Store and photos and settings.
Okay, when you click on start, have a look at the very bottom. Can you see there is a magnifying glass come up?
How do I get to start? I haven't got that written there. It's not on the screen anywhere.
No, on the left hand side bottom corner where you can see a little window that is little look like a four little square, you can click on that. That is a start option. Click on the window on the left hand side corner.
Yep, done that.
And after that you can type from your keyboard system, SYSTEM. And when you have type system, what are the options come up?
System information, I've got a system configuration, settings,
yes.
Control
click
panel.
On, click on system configuration, so.
There we go, and it's come up, normal startup. Diagnostic startup.
You will get a system configuration window. In that window, at the very top, you will get some tabs over there, like general, boot, services, startup,
services,
and tools.
Startup, tools, yeah.
Yes, you can click on the services tab, sir. And when you click on services, you will get four columns. Service, where you can see all of your service and security's name. Manufacturer, which is Microsoft Corporation, because you're using a Windows computer. And status, you need to tell me the status only, all the services are running or some of them are getting stopped.
All router services, Microsoft Corporation has stopped.
Router service.
Jinlaya Gateway service, Microsoft Corporation has stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Crash Defender service is running.
Mm-hmm.
Cellular time has stopped. Active installer has stopped.
Okay.
It's like a drive encryption service has stopped.
Okay.
Background intelligent transfer service has stopped.
Okay, let me tell you, sir. These are the major services of your internet router which are not working. They are getting stopped by the hacker. Actually, the thing is that, sir, somehow the hacker, they have got your IP address. Do you know what is the meaning of IP address?
Yep, I've got an idea.
Yeah, internet protocol, right? Somehow the hacker, they have got your internet IP address, and through your IP address, they are trying to sneak inside in your router, and whatever the major services you are having, they are trying to stop all the major services so that they can easily get the access of your internet. And if you scroll on the pacer slowly, if you scroll it down, you will see there is a lot of services, more than 200 services. And as per my report, sir, I can see in my system almost 63% of your outer major services are not working. These are getting stopped by the hacker. So what we need to do, sir, we need to go ahead and start all the other services which are getting stopped by the hacker. So that in future, you're not going to face this kind of problems anymore, okay? So you can do one thing, you can close this system configuration and come to your home screen again.
Yep.
And once again, on the left-hand side bottom corner, where you can see a little window, you can click on the window.
Yep.
And this time you can type in there, T for Tango. A for Alpha.
Yep.
S for Sugar.
Yep.
and K for kilo.
And what are the managers?
Yes, yes, task manager. Click on task manager. And when you click on task manager, you will get a task manager window. In that window, what come up, sir?
I'll just enlarge that.
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3, 4 columns, blue in color. Wave browser is 328.
Have a look on the left hand. Have a look on the left hand side top corner. You will see there are some tabs over there, like processes, performance, app history, startup,
yep,
user. You can click on performance. And when you click on performance, on the left-hand side corner, you will get some tabs over there, like CPU, memory, Wi-Fi.
Disk 1, disk 2, Ethernet.
Click on CPU. Ethernet. No? Click on Ethernet.
Yep.
And after clicking on Ethernet, you will get a little Ethernet graph on your screen. Could you please let me know if the graph is moving or it is stable?
It's moving.
It's moving, lovely. And
yep.
What is the speed of this, sir? The speed is working faster or it is working slowly?
It's 160 kps.
Kbps.
And it's, zero, then it's 16, and it's all over the place. It's up and down like a dummy lid.
And it is running in kbps?
Yeah, it's kbps is 8 now, zero.
Oh my God.
8. Like I said, it's up and down. It's all over the joint. 16. 24.
It is working very, very slow, sir. Why it is working very, very slow? Let me check, sir. You can do one thing.
Moving pretty quickly across the screen.
Okay, you can do one thing, sir. You can close this Ethernet, sir. Close it.
Yep.
And once again, click on start. And this time you can type in there, run, R-U-N, run. Then press enter after that, sir. Press enter, you will get a run window.
Yep, I've got that. Type the name of a program, file, a document, or internet resource, and Windows will open it for you.
Correct. In that box, you will get a little open panel. In the open panel, something is written on it or it's blank.
Yep.
You can type in that open panel, www.
Yep.
Telstra support. All should be in one word, okay? Telstra support. Then 01, number 0, number 1.
0, number 1, yep.
Then give a dot.
Yep.
Then W for whiskey.
Yep.
E for England.
Yep.
E for England again.
Yep.
B for Bravo.
D.
No, it's B for Bravo.
B, yeah, got it.
L for Lima.
Yep.
Y for Yankee.
Yep.
Then dot com. What do you have to say, sir? Could you please read it back to me once?
www.telstrasupport, one word. 01 www.weebly.com.
Great. Then you can click on OK. You will get our Telstra support web page on your screen. Click on OK.
Yeah.
After clicking on OK, so what's come up? Let me know.
A big Telstra sign, and we will connect you to the Telstra Secure.
Yes, right. In that page, you will see all of our telecom partners' name as well, like Optus, TPG, Vocus, all these other companies are work under Telstra. And below that, so you will see Welcome to Telstra support team. And over there, you will get three options on it. Click to connect server 1, click to connect server 2, and click to connect server 3. First of all, let me ask you, you told me your computer is near about 5 to 6 years old, right?
Yep.
Then you can do one thing, you can click on the first one. Click on click to connect server 1.
Yep.
And once you click on it, sir, what come up after that, let me know.
Picture of blank on computer. Earn points, redeem points. Should I click on it again?
Click to connect server 1. And when you click on it, have a look on the left hand side bottom corner. You will see there is a little box pop up. Yes.
Any desk exe.
Click on it. Click on it.
Yeah.
And when you click on it, it should be open in a new page. In that page, you will see your address and there is a 9-digit number, right?
There is a 9-digit number.
At the very top.
No, it's not a number. It says open file security warning. Do you want to run the file?
Run. Click on run or open.
Right up the top, I've got a 9-digit number in red.
Yes, it means, sir, our Telstra secure server generate a new server ID for you. That is our Telstra server ID. Help me out with that.
Hey, pardon?
Yeah, tell me that number which you can see.
298-425-465.
I think there should be 298-425-465, right?
Yep.
And where you can see this number, beside this number, you will see there is a little lock symbol.
Yep.
Click on the lock symbol.
Yep.
And when you click on the lock symbol, it will ask you for the password, right?
Yes.
I'm going to give you our Telstra server password. You can type the password in a small letter. Telstra 123.
Yep.
And below that, it will ask you to confirm password. You can type in the confirm password box again. Telstra 123.
Yep.
Then
click
below that.
Five.
Yes, please.
Okay.
And when you click on apply, so what come up after that?
Interactive access.
You can do one thing. Whether the server is going to start, you can write down your server ID and your server password in a piece of paper.
Okay, now what am I after?
You need to write down your server ID. That is 298.
My server ID.
Yeah, that is 298.
298.
425.
Yep.
465.
465?
Yeah, and below that, write on your server password.
Write what password?
Server password.
That was Telstra 123.
Yeah, and the letter should be in a small letter, okay?
Yep.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Okay, that's done.
Okay, all right, now hold on, let me just check. You know what, sir, while we are monitoring your internet line, we can see here there are so many hacking files are running inside it. Oh, let me just check. If you see any changes, sir, let me know, please.
Beg your pardon?
I said if you see any changes on your screen, let me know.
Yep, there's a Windows Defender firewall that blocks some features.
Firewall. Yes, we are going to activate a firewall in order to block some features of the hacking links. You can click on Allow. Click on Allow. And after clicking on Allow, you can minimize this page. Click on the minus sign and minimize it.
Yep.
And after minimizing it, you will get our Telstra support page. You can close this Telstra support page. Close it.
Yep.
And what do you see after that?
Just my main page.
Main page. You can click on Start again.
Yep.
And type in your event, EVENT.
Event viewer?
Yes. Click on it.
Yep, okay. That's done.
And when you open the event viewer, you will get our event viewer page. In that page, have a look on the left-hand side top. You will get some option over there, event viewer local, right?
Yeah, there's event viewer, local, yep.
And below that, what are the options come up, sir?
Custom view, Windows log, application and service logs, and subscriptions.
Click on the first one, custom views. Actually, sir, event viewer is the recorder of your internet modem. Whatever the illegal files or illegal things are running in your system, event viewer saves all those data and files, okay? And when you click on the custom views, have a look at the very middle, where the options come up at the very middle.
Administrative events, critical error.
Click on it, sir. Click on it. And when you click on it, it should be highlighted in blue color.
Yep, it is.
Then from your keyboard, press enter from your keyboard.
Yep.
And what come up after that, sir?
In the middle, a number of events is 4,938.
4,938.
The first one, level is error, 14 to the second 23.
Yes.
Four warnings, 14 to the second 23.
Yes.
Lots of errors.
Lots of errors and let me tell you about this yellow warning. Actually, this yellow warning signal continuously we are receiving from your internet line to our centralized server, and from there we will get to know that these are the illegal things are happening in your system and you're not aware of it. And apart from the yellow warning, if you scroll it down, you will see most of them are red error.
Yep.
You will see there is a red error. Do you have any idea what exactly these red error are?
No, got no idea.
Let me tell you, sir, actually this red error are the hacking files. This red error are allowing the hacker to get inside in your computer And whenever the hacker is trying to hack all your personal data and personal information out, this red error are automatically generated in your system. And if you see at the very top middle, you will see number of events at the very top middle. And you told me it is near about 4,900 and something, right?
4,938.
938, okay, all right. You know what, so it means more than 5, like it is near about 5,000. And you know what, so these are not viruses, because you can protect your computer from viruses to your antivirus, but these are online infections which is generated by the hacker, and it keep on corrupting your software parts of the computer. So what we need to do, so we need to go ahead and remove all these hacking files which is running right now in your system. And also we need to start all the major services which was getting stopped by the hacker. So you can do one thing, you can close this event viewer, close it.
Yep.
And after that, sir, you can click on start.
Yep.
Now type again, T for Tango.
Yep.
A for Alpha.
Yep.
S for Sugar. And K for Kilo.
Task Manager?
Yes. Click on it and open the Task Manager. And after opening it, sir, have a look on the left-hand side top where you can see Processes, Performance, App History, Users. You need to click on Services, sir. Services.
Yep.
When you click on Services, again you will get some column like Name, PID, Description, Status.
Yes.
You can check the status. Check the status. All the services are running, or still some of them are getting stopped?
There's quite a few stopped.
Still some
Actually, most of them.
Okay, no problem. Then click on Performance. Click on Performance.
Yep.
And then select Ethernet and check the Ethernet graph. The speed is moving faster a little bit.
It's a little bit slower than what it was first time. But it's up around 40. Well, it's gone up to 296.
296, okay, all right. Let me tell you, sir, by the help of this Ethernet grabber, what we are going to do, we are going to remove all these hacking files, which is more than 4,900, which is running in your system. And also, we need to start all the services which are getting stopped by the hacker. So, till the service is working, I need to check one more thing. You can do one thing. I'm saying you, while the service is going on, let me check. And you can do one thing, you can close it.
You've dropped gone right down, I can barely hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can now, nice and loud.
I'm saying you that, sir. While the service is running, I need to check some more something again. You can do one thing, close this Ethernet, sir.
Okay.
And then click on Start.
Yep.
And type C for Charlie.
Yep.
M for Mother.
Yep.
And D for Delta.
Yep.
And you will get an option over there. Yes, right. Command prompt. Open it, sir. When you open it, you will get a black window.
I have.
Yeah, let me tell you about this black window. This black window is the brain of your internet system. And by the help of this black window, you can check all of the information is secure or not. And also you can activate a security as well. Inside the black window, you can type over there, C for Charlie.
Yep.
D for Delta.
Yep.
Then dot, dot, two dots. And after that, sir, if we drop you down, you can type again, CD dot dot. And after typing over there, it will drop you down again. You can type T for Tango.
Yep.
R for Romeo.
Yep.
E4 England.
Yes.
And E4 England again.
Yes.
Then press enter after that, so press enter.
Yep.
And after pressing enter, what do you see after that, sir?
Yeah, well, everything's gone up.
Oh, you just started scanning?
It's not, it's still running.
Okay, let it be run, sir. While the scan is going on, don't touch your computer, don't move your mouse, leave it as it is. Once the scan will get a stop, you will get a message. Once you will get any message, please do let me know, okay?
Yep. What do you want with a question mark?
Sorry?
What do you want with a question mark? Welcome to Telstra Secure Server. What do you want with a question mark?
Congratulations, sir. It means you are successfully connected to our Telstra Secure Server. Actually, we have designed such a robotic machine which can help you to protect your information safe and secure. And also, you can activate a security as well. Now, our Telstra Secure Server will ask you, what do you want? You can do one thing. You can type in there. I want to check my. And you told me, sir, you do emails over the internet, right, sir?
Yep.
So let's start from your email. We are going to check your email first, that your email is secure or not. So you need to type, I want to check my email is secure. And then press enter after that. Once you're done, so then you can press enter. And once you press enter, what do you see after that?
Yeah, it's open rising again.
Oh, it has started scanning again?
Yep.
Lovely, lovely. It means, sir, it is checking that your email is secure or not, okay? And once the scan will get a stop, again, you will get a status, you will get a feedback. And if you see any changes in the color of the black window, please do let me know.
Everything's gone red.
Everything is
the window is still black, but all the scanning information is red.
Okay, and have you got any status or any feedback?
Hang on. 3 hackers are found into your email. Log in to activate firewall. Let's see.
Firewall?
Yeah, it says log in to activate firewall, SEC.
Oh, security. Firewall security, all right. Just hold on, sir. Let me just check, all right? Let me tell you, sir, it means, sir, our Telstra Secure Server is successfully checked that apart from you, 3 hackers are calling your email. It means, sir, somehow these 3 hackers, they have got your email ID and your email password. And I think, sir, they are trying to steal some they are trying to log in into your email from their computer from the different location, and they are trying to steal some important information from your email. Okay, no problem, sir. Our server is telling you login to activate firewall security. Then you can minimize this black window.
Okay.
And after that, sir, how you normally log in into your email? You can try to log in and check whether it is working fine.
When the windows come up, Yep.
Check whether, try to scroll it up and scroll it down, check whether it is moving.
Yep, everything's working there. Yep.
And could you please check, sir, have you received any junk or any spam email?
No, not to my knowledge. If I get an email that I don't know, I delete it. I don't open anything that I'm not aware of. I delete everything.
Good.
And,
you know what? Let me tell you, sir, in future, if you're going to receive any junk or any spam email, simply ignore it or delete it. Don't try to respond it.
Because
what happens whenever our customer is responding any junk or any spam email, by the help of that spam email, the hacker gets the access of your email as well. So make sure if you will get the unnecessary email, simply ignore it or delete it.
Yes.
So if your email is working, then you can close your email, please.
Yep.
And then you can open the black window, which you have already minimized.
Yep. Yep.
Type in the black window, I have checked my email. And I want to activate.
Yeah, I'll check my
email.
Capitals, yeah.
No problem. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I have checked my email. What next?
And I want to activate. Firewall security. Inside it. And once we're done, so then you can press enter.
I have checked my email security. My email. I now want to activate firewall security.
Inside it.
You've gone real soft again.
I'm saying you inside it. INSIDE.
Can you spell that
I for internet.
Yep.
N for November.
Yep.
S for sugar.
Yep.
I for internet.
Yep.
B for Delta.
Yep.
E for England.
Yep.
Then leave a space.
Yep.
I for internet.
Yep.
T for Tango.
Right, inside it.
Yeah, then press enter after that, sir. And after pressing enter, sir, don't touch anything. So that it will be scanned. And once it will be scanned, sir, let me know.
Scan and go and 9 to the 1,000 here.
Oh, lovely. Even it is started scanning. Great. Let me tell you, sir, by the help of this black window, what our server is going to, activate a firewall security in order to block all the speed hackers who have got the access of your internet email.
Okay.
And once the scan will get stopped, again you will get a status, you will get a feedback. And if you see the finger, oh, it is running in the green?
Yep.
Lovely. This is a very good sign, sir. Have you got any status?
So, hang on. It's just firewall security is being installed into your email.
Congratulations, sir. It means firewall security is right now installing into your email. And once it will be completely installed into your email, all of these three hackers will be blocked from your email account. It means, sir, if in future, if the hacker wants to log in into your email from their computer from the different location, our firewall will block them and not able to log in into your email without the permission. Okay. Congratulations, sir. Now your email is safe and secure. Apart from you, no one can misuse your email without your permission. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Welcome. Now, apart from your email, what do you want to check which is very important for you? Again, you need to type, I want to check mine. Apart from your email, what do you want to check which is very important for you, like shopping, Facebook, banking, Twitter?
No, there's no banking, no shopping.
You don't do online banking, sir?
No, I do not. I don't trust computers that much, mate.
Might be sometime you have to check your balance or bank statement.
No, if I want to check my balance, I'll go to the side of the bank. Nothing to do with my finances on my computer at all.
Okay, so what do you want to check which is very important for you, sir?
I don't really know.
Apart from your email, basically what do you do over the internet?
Not a lot. I just do the news. I download a bit of gear.
Okay.
Not a lot at all.
Okay, all right.
Like I said, I've got no financial information on this computer at all.
Okay, all right, no problem. Let me tell you, sir, right now our server is ready in order to activate a firewall security in order to protect your information safe and secure. And let me tell you, you need to do one thing. How do you pay your internet bill, sir?
At the post office.
Post office, okay, all right. Then you can, and you told me, you don't do internet banking or internet shopping, right?
There's some internet shopping.
You do online shopping?
Yeah, I go online to buy DVDs.
Let me ask you, when you do online shopping, for the payment, you put your debit card or credit card details?
Yeah, I'll put my credit card details.
Oh, okay, you can do one thing. You can type in there, I want to check my online shopping. You need to check your confidential thing because you use your card details in order to do payment. You can do one thing. You need to type, I want to check my online shopping. And after online shopping, then information. And when you do online shopping, for the delivery, you use your information as well, like your home address, number, everything, right?
Yep.
Okay. Then after that, online shopping information. Then you can mention the name of your bank, whatever the bank you have. Don't tell me, do it from your side, okay? Mention the name of your bank. And then type is secure.
Is
is secure.
Okay.
Then press enter after that, sir, okay?
Yep.
And once you press enter, let it be scanned completely after that. It is started scanning.
It's going green, going crazy.
Lovely, lovely. It means that it has started checking whether your online shopping details are secure or not.
Yeah.
And once the scan will get stopped, again you will get a status, you will get a feedback. And if you see any changes in the color of the black window, please do let me know, because color is matter.
It has gone red.
Oh my God. And have you got any status?
Not yet. It's still going a bit crazy.
Okay. Once you get any
status... Buyback as I found into your online shopping details, secure it immediately.
Oh, all right. See, sir, I told you that the hacker is... I told you, sir, the hacker is using your internet right now. Our Telstra secure server successfully checked out three hackers were found in your email. Now this time, five hackers are found in your online shopping
Five hackers are found into my online shopping details.
Okay, no problem. You can do one thing. You can type in there. I want to secure my...
I want to secure my
online shopping. Payment.
Payment details.
Because you do payment online. You can type online shopping. Payment details. Then you can leave a space. And like in your online shopping, you use your credit card. You use your credit card, right?
Yeah. Oh, righto. It says here, I is not recognized as an internal or external command.
No, you can below that, sir, below at the very bottom, you will see there is a cursor that is flashing.
You've gone real soft, you need to not talking into the phone.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can hear.
Saying at the very bottom, you will see there is a little cursor is flashing.
Yeah.
So where the cursor is flashing,
yeah.
You can do one thing. First of all, go and get your credit card.
Yeah. And what for?
You need to secure your details. That is the reason it is required.
No, I'm not happy with that.
So you don't need to give me any of your details. You can do it from your side.
Okay, so I put in my number, do I?
Yes, sir. Don't tell me, do it from your side.
Yep.
Once you're done, sir, let me know, please.
Yep. Done.
You done? Oh, okay. When you done, sir, then you can leave a space.
Yep.
And after that, you need to type your expiry date. Type the expiry date of the card.
Yep.
And then leave a space.
Yep.
Then you can have a look in back of your card. You will see there is a three-digit CVV number, three-digit.
Yep.
Type in there again.
Yep.
And once you're done, sir, you can check everything, every information is correct or not.
it looks good.
Looks good. Okay, then you can press enter after that, sir. And once you press enter, what do you see after that, sir? Let me know.
That's red going crazy.
Red going is okay,
yeah.
Right.
Scanning.
Lovely. It means that it has started checking and activating a firewall in order to protect your details, safe and secure. And once the scan will get a stop, again you will get a statement.
Yep, still gone. Going green.
Oh, lovely. And if you will get any status, let me know. And let me ask you one more thing. Your credit card and your savings account is with the same bank or with a different bank, so?
Different banks. It says, please wait while server is checking and securing your information.
Oh, lovely. Congratulations, it means your... our Salesforce server is checking your information. Once it will be checked finally, then it will go into secured. Alright. You can do one thing till the time. You need to type, I want to secure my... debit card.
Want to secure...
my debit card. You told me your debit card is with a different bank, right?
Beg your pardon?
You got the debit card?
Yep.
But that debit card is with a different bank.
Yeah, I've got two cards. One that's in the background. Hardly ever accessed in our main card that we use all the time.
Oh, you need to type your main card bank name. Don't tell me, do it from your side, your bank name.
That's what I've done. That's what this, all this information is about. I'll put in my main credit card number.
No, not credit card, sir. Debit card. Your account, saving account, sir, with... from which bank you have? You need to type the name of your bank.
Yeah, it's a debit card.
Yeah, then type the name of your bank, sir.
Yep, I did that earlier.
Like your credit card and debit card is with the same bank?
No, I've got two debit cards. The one I use all the time
is with the same bank of your credit card?
No, we've got two different banks.
Two different banks. So you need to type your bank's name, sir. Other banks.
Well, I've already typed in, I want to secure my debit card. That was
type the name
from
of the
last scan.
Sorry?
The last scan I did, as it's in green now, it says please wait while server is checking your security and securing your information.
Yeah, it is checking your credit card and securing your credit card information. But now our server is ready in order to activate a security into your other bank. You need to apart from your credit card bank, what are the other bank you have?
What if we finish this one first?
Yeah, it is still working. It is still working, so alright. Then
it hasn't given me any space to put in any more information. It's just the right cursor stuck in there.
Yeah, where the cursor is. No, where the cursor is flashing, you need to type your other bank name. like Commonwealth, ANZ, Bendigo, whatever the other bank you have.
Yeah.
Then type is secure. And once you are done so, then you can press enter. Have you done so?
Yeah, done that. Yeah.
It is started scanning. Lovely, lovely. Okay. It means it is started checking. It is started checking whether your other bank is secure or not, okay? And once the scan will get stopped, again you will get a feedback, you will get a status. And if you see any changes in the color, please do let me know.
It's gone red.
It's gone red? Oh, gone red.
Yeah.
And if you see like any status, let me know.
Five hackers account into your Commonwealth online banking app, log in to activate firewall.
Firewall security again. Okay, alright, see sir, I told you that the hacker is using your internet line. Now our Telstra secure server successfully checked that 3 hackers are found in your email. Now the same 5 hackers are found into your online banking links. But you told me that you don't do online banking, right?
No, I don't.
Okay, lovely. Alright, let me tell you sir, I can see in my system. You don't do online banking, but on behalf of you, some of the hackers, they are trying to use your online banking on behalf of you. They are trying to log in into your links on behalf of you because you don't know how to log in into that. Okay, no problem. Now our server is telling you login to activate firewall security. So you can do one thing, minimize this black window. First of all, click on the minus sign and minimize it.
Yep.
And after that, open your Google Chrome.
Yep.
Google Chrome browser, open it.
What was that?
Google Chrome, sir. You need to open your Google Chrome.
On Google.
Yes.
Hang on.
Google Chrome.
Chrome. I've got to find it.
Okay, that is a Google Chrome, okay?
Yeah, Google Chrome. Access the internet. Yep.
You open it. And once you open it, you will get a Google. In the Google, you can type the name. Type the name of your bank.
Then
you can select Logon. Logon.
Logon to Net Bank.
Yes, yes. Logon because our server is telling you to log in. Click on Logon.
Yep.
And hold on, so let me just hold on. Don't touch anything. All right. And shortly on your screen, you will get a security page on your screen. Okay. Just hold on. Don't touch anything. Once you will see any changes, let me know.
Yep.
What do you see, sir?
I've got a screen here. What do you need to register? Debit card.
Yes, right. Right. So in
have
order
you got
to
control of this window?
No, that is our Telstra server, so we're not allowed to take the control of your computer. You can do one thing. Whatever the information it is asking you, you don't need to give it to me. You can do it from your side just because this call is recorded for quality and training purpose and we're not allowed to ask anything, right? You can do one thing, you can go and get your details and you need to check so, alright? What is it asking you for?
At the moment it's got a window here that says card number, card holder type, and card PIN number. And
okay, alright. You need to go and get your card first.
I've got my card.
Okay, in front of the card you will see there is a long number. You need to put in there the card number.
Yeah, then what?
First of all, type in there. Then after that, what are the other information it is asking you?
Card holder type.
You need to select your type of the card, so whatever the, like you're a primary user or additional user or individual user,
yep.
You need to select.
Yep.
And what are the other option have you got, sir?
Card PIN number.
Card PIN. Do you know what is the card PIN?
I do, but I'm not putting it in. This is not getting not real healthy at all at the moment. Because if I put in my card number and my PIN number, my bank account is compromised.
No, definitely not. So you can try to click on it. So if you put your card PIN number, it is not showing any number, all right? That is 3D protected. You need to type any wrong PIN, sir. Type the wrong PIN and check whether it is giving you any details. Any card PIN number, type your wrong PIN, or you can check, sir. That is 3D. Okay.
So, card number?
Yeah. You need to put in there. Don't tell me, sir. First of all, type your card number and make sure don't tell me, do it from your side.
Yep.
Once you're done, let me know. Have you done so?
I've seen. I'm a slow typer.
And
then one hand type at the moment, so I'm holding the phone with the other one. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a card holder. Is this PIN number absolutely necessary?
Yes. You don't need to worry about it. If you put a PIN number, it is not going to show the number. It is look like a dot, all right, because that is a 3D protected. You need to put your information, so. And make sure, so, let me tell you, when you put your card number, make sure don't put any spaces or anything, all right?
I've already done that. I've spaced it. If you don't mind, I'd like to end this call because I'm not too sure. I need someone with more computer information than I've got.
Once you are done, sir, you can check on your computer that is going to protect or not, because it is the very first time you are doing this. That is the reason you are worrying about it. And I told you, sir, you don't need to give me any of your details. You can do it from your side. All right? And this is the processor, and you know what, sir? Not only you, sir, all of our customers are in this, just because of the hacking things. One second, so let me know, please.
Hang on. Google Chrome again.
Do it very carefully, sir. Make sure don't make any mistake.
Yep.
Otherwise, the server is not going to activate security.
Yeah.
If you need my help, sir, let me know, please.
Login on NetBank.
Yes. You know how to log into that?
Log in the NetBank client number.
You know your
card number? That's the card number, isn't it? Hang on, here we go. Back down there.
Yeah, let me tell you, sir, don't put any spaces between any number.
Yeah.
Right. Once you are done, so let me know so that I can guide you further.
Okay.
Now what do you see now?
A highlighted number.
Or that is a security number.
Yep.
You need to type the PIN.
In the security code box, type exactly the same.
And then click on next.
Okay, mobile number.
Check your mobile number correction.
Yep.
Then click on get netcode SMS. When you click on netcode SMS.
Hang on, netcode.
Yeah, above where you can see netcode. Give a click on get netcode SMS. And when you click on it,
check
your mobile phone.
My mobile number, I just got a message on my mobile.
Open that message. In that message, you will get a net code.
Yep.
6 digit. You need to put it there. Don't tell me. Do it from your side.
Yep.
Put in the net code box.
Yep.
Put your net code, sir, then click on next. And once you're done, sir, let me know.
Yep. Yep, I've got a client number. I've got an email address. The email address has been confirmed.
Check your email address is confirmed, and you know your password?
For my email?
No, not your email, your client password, you don't know?
Client number?
No, yeah, not your client number. No, not your number. Your password, sir, you know your password?
Hang on. What's the client password?
Hold on, sir. Our server is going to put some password, alright? Hold on, don't touch anything. Our server is going to put the server password, right? If the password should be in, sir, let me know.
Don't touch anything,
don't move your mouse, don't touch anything, alright? Once it will be completely put in, sir, please let me know, okay?
Yep.
Have you done so?
Yep.
The password is in. Then at the very bottom, you will see there is a checkout box. You can click on the checkout box first. On the left hand side.
Click on checkout box,
click on it, then click on complete. Complete registration, click on it.
Yep.
And once you're done, sir, then you can click on go to net bank. Don't save anything, alright. Click on go to net bank directly.
Good, got that,
Got it?
Yep.
And what do you see after that?
And my question and answers.
Yes, the security question one. You can select. Yes, select the question first.
Yep.
Select any of the questions whichever you want.
Yep.
And put the answer. That is only for you, okay?
Yep.
select the other one once you're once you will dismiss the admin.
Okay, next.
Yes, yes, please. Now what do you see now, sir?
The privacy collection notice.
Yeah, close it, sir. Close it.
Okay.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Then what do you see now?
My bank account.
Your bank account, right? You can check your balance and everything is okay? I told you, sir, the hacker, you told me that you don't do online banking, right?
Yep, I don't.
But see, sir, right now, you can see your bank online. I told you, sir, the hacker is using on behalf of you your online banking link. Okay, no problem. You can do one thing. You will get an option over there, log out. Can you see there is an option over there, log out? At the very top right hand side.
Where is that?
Right hand side, extremely top.
Beg your pardon?
Right hand side, extremely top.
Oh, yeah.
There is an option over there, log out. Log off.
Log off. Log off.
Yes, yes, yep. Right. Click on it.
Yep. It's gone.
And then you can, it's gone. And then you can close the banking page, please.
Yes.
And you can open the black window, which you have already minimized.
Yes.
And type in there, I have checked my not your bank account, your bank's name. Online link. Online link. And I want to block my if you don't mind, can I ask you, sir, how far is your this bank is?
Pardon?
How far is your this bank is?
How far?
Yeah, how far is this from you?
About 2 kilometers.
2 kilometers, okay. And how often you go to your bank?
Hardly ever.
Oh, okay, right. No problem, then you can type, I want to block my online access links. Because you don't do online banking, so you need to block it. And then you can press enter after that, sir. And once you press enter, then let me know.
Scanning in red.
It is started scanning. Lovely, lovely. It means, sir, it is going to activate a firewall security in order to block all the 5 hackers who have got the access of your online banking links. And once the scan will get stopped, let me know.
It's gone green.
Sorry?
It's gone green. The scan.
Okay. Once it will be skilled, please let me know.
Things like whatever is dropping the online link.
Oh, it means our service is also very tight right now. And our server is going to activate a firewall in order to block your online landing links. Oh, you can do one thing. You can minimize this black window.
Yep.
Okay, all right. And after minimizing it, you can do one thing. You can open your AnyDesk.
Open my...
AnyDesk.
Index.
AnyDesk. At the very bottom.
Yeah.
Can you see there is a red and white color?
Yeah.
You have minimized. Open that AnyDesk.
Yep.
And when you open AnyDesk. It, have a look at, have a look at the very top left hand side, extremely top. Can you see there is settings and security?
Settings, user interface, security.
No, yeah. Above to that. Above to that, so
above you will that. See there is settings, little green
Security.
Settings, yeah.
Above to that, you will get an option over there, new session. Click on new session. Above to that, so new session.
New session. Okay, yeah.
And when you click on new session, you will get three boxes. What's new in AnyDesk? Install AnyDesk Discovery.
What's new?
You can click on install. Second one, sir, install.
Install the AnyDesk here.
Yeah, click on it.
Yep.
Then you will get installation page. You can click on accept and install.
Yep.
And after that, it will ask you for your permission. You can click on yes.
Yep.
And then click on install. And after that, sir, you can connect to AnyDesk.
After that, I can do what?
Minimize this AnyDesk, sir. Click on the minus sign and minimize.
Yep.
And after that, sir, you can do one thing. Click on start.
Yep.
And type off tango. Then you will get an option over there, task manager. Click on task manager.
Hang on.
Task manager.
Yeah, task manager, yeah.
Click on it. Then click on performance.
Performance, yeah.
And you will get an Ethernet graph. And check this time the graph is moving faster. Don't touch anything.
The graph is going 112.
Okay, don't touch anything, alright? Let me tell you, sir, by the help of this Ethernet graph bar, what our server is trying to do, our server is trying to activate a firewall security in order to block all the hackers who have got the access of the internet.
Yep.
And also, by the help of this graph bar, we are deleting all the hacking files which allow to hackers to get into your computer. Alright? And also, I can see in the system, you're not getting a proper speed from our side. So we are boosting up the speed of your internet so that in future, if you will use your internet line, your internet will work like a rocket. Okay?
Thank you kindly.
You're welcome. Thank you very much, sir. So just hold on, sir. Let me make a report, okay? Hold on. Let me make a report first. I do believe that, sir, your landline number, which I'm speaking to you, that is 0888-088-3247.
Yes.
And your mobile number is that ending with 602?
Yes.
Could you please confirm me your mobile number, sir?
My number, 0417.
Mm-hmm.
514-602.
602, right. And I'm speaking with Mr. Gary Bock.
You are?
Gary's spelling is G-A-R-Y.
G-A-R-R-Y.
Yes, double R, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And you have any middle name, sir?
Ronald.
R-O-N-A-L-D. Yes. And your current proper address, because I think I have your old address, that is New South Wales 2880. That is your old one. Your current address?
That's my current address.
That is your current address.
42
Allendale Street, Broken Hill, New South Wales, 2880. This is your current address.
Yes.
You're one of our registered customers. You're using our services for a very, very long time.
Yes, for a long time.
And your date of birth, if you don't mind, sir?
1st of January, 1948.
1st of January, 1948.
Yes.
Okay. Over the phone, you sound extremely young. I thought you were in your 40s or 50s.
No, I'm 75.
Okay, God bless you, sir. Well, sir, I have a good news for you. Just now, I have got an email from one of our senior security officer of NCA. Have you heard anything about NCA, sir? NCA?
No.
NCA means National Crime Authority. Actually, sir, from last couple of weeks, our team, National Crime Authority, they was trying to trace those hacker who is using your internet line. Now, I got an email from them that we are successfully to trace him, and also we got the picture of the hacker as well. So what I will do, sir, right now, I'm going to show you the picture of the hacker. You need to recognize him, whether you know him or not, because the hacker could be anyone. Okay?
Okay.
You can do one thing. What do you see on your screen right now?
I'm still on the Ethernet.
Ethernet. You can minimize it, so click on the minus sign and minimize it.
Yep.
And after that, sir, open your Google Chrome.
Yep.
Your Google Chrome.
Yep.
And once you open it, at the you need to type in the Google, G for golf.
Yep.
E for England.
Yep.
E for England again.
Yep.
K for kilo.
Yes.
T for tango.
Yep.
Y for Yankee.
Yep.
P for Peter.
Yep.
E for England.
For Ronald.
ER for Ronald, right. Then click on it and search for it. And once you search for it, what are the options come up on your screen?
Gate Typer.
Yeah, below that. Yeah, click on SCP. SCP. And
yep.
when you click on SCP, have a look on your right hand side, sir. On your right hand side, can you see there is a 5 green color folders?
Yep.
You need to give a click on the last folder, which is called All Scripts.
All scripts.
Yeah. When you click on it, you will get so many folder on your screen. Root Bash Script. In that so many folder, you will get a folder which is called Query DB. Second line, second folder, Query DB.
Yep.
Click on it, and once you click on it, you will see Searching Database or Interpol Database.
Yeah, I've got a black and white. Black and white photo.
Yes, and right. And can you see there is a picture of a man?
Yep.
It looks like a passport. Yes, yeah, stamp photo, right.
Yep.
Do you know this man, sir, personally or physically? Do you know him?
No. Got no idea.
Try to remember. Might be sometime he was roaming outside your house just to connect to your internet to get inside in your computer. Or might be he used to work with you in your office.
No.
He looks like a Russian.
Yeah, he could be Russian, but no, I don't know him. I've never seen him. I've never worked with him.
You don't know him personally?
No.
Okay, all right. See, sir, this is the man, this is the hacker who is using your internet lines from the different location. And you know what, sir, what he is trying to do through the internet, he is trying to get inside in your computer. And whatever the online activities you do over the internet, like email, shopping, Facebook, banking, or whatever the documentaries, photos, videos you have saved in your computer, this hacker is trying to hack all your personal data and personal information out. Alright. And for your kind information, let me tell you. For your kind information, since last couple of weeks, our team, National Crime Authority, they were trying to press this man. And like this man is the main user of your internet line, sir. And as you know very well that these hackers are very smart, they're using a very highly advanced technology to get our customer information, right? So, like, if you don't know him, then you can, one thing, you can close this page and come back to your home screen. And come to your home screen and open your task manager, which you have already minimized. Task manager. And let me send an email to our NCA department, to National Crime Authority, that you don't know him. Okay?
Yep.
All right. Okay, hold on. Let me send an email. And for your kind information, sir, since last couple of months, our team, National Crime Authority, they already caught near about 180 hackers from our country and outside the country as well. Alright.
Alright.
Yes, and I can see this hacker, this man, is found into your internet line. So our team is ready in order to catch this kind of criminal, because you know what, sir, in our country, there are so many hacking things going on. Nowadays, right? So, in order to catch Matt the hacker, we need your help. And, okay? Now, what do you see on your screen, sir?
On my Ethernet screen again. Where am I supposed to be?
Yeah, you can leave it, sir, because still the work is going on. And let me tell you, sir, I have got an email from one of our senior security officer of NCA, National Crime Authority. He wants to talk to you right now.
Okay.
So you can do one thing. Just hold on, sir. Your landline is like doing some issue, sir. Your voice is breaking. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now, sir?
You're very faint. Now you're not talking into the phone.
Okay, all right. Just hold on, like, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, lovely. I told you, sir, that I have got an email from one of our senior security officers. His name is John Williams, Mr. John Williams. He is one of our higher security senior officer and they are the higher authority of our country. Now, what you need to do, sir, you need to leave your computer as it is, because still the work is going on. So don't touch your computer, leave it as it is, because by the help of this drop, we are activating a security. Okay? And what we'll do, sir, I'm going to make this call connect to our NCA department, to our higher authority. After that, our officer will let you know what you have to do. So you can do one thing, you can leave your computer as it is. Now what I will do, sir, I'm going to transfer this call to NCA department. After that, they will let you know what you have to do, okay?
Yep.
So thank you very much.
Can I shut my computer down?
No, leave it as it is, because still we are working, sir.
Okay.
Don't touch your computer, leave it exactly as it is, alright?
Okay.
Alright, now thank you very much, Mr. Bok, for giving me all of your precious time. Now, I'm going to transfer this call to NCA department, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Bok. Stay on the line, please.
Hello.
Yeah, good day.
Yeah, hi, sir. A very good afternoon. This is John Williams, and I'm calling you from the NC, National Crime Authority. How are you doing?
I'm fine, good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm also fine. Thank you for asking. I do believe you were speaking to one of my colleagues, am I right?
Yep.
And did he explain you all the problem which is happening and you was not aware of?
Yes, he did.
And did he shown you all the problem which is happening?
Beg your pardon?
Did he shown you all the problem?
Yes, he's explained it all.
All right, okay. Now let me tell you, okay, what's happening. Actually, we have got a notification, a warning alert from your internet line, that means from your internet server in our centralized server, which indicates that the internet line which you are using, it has got compromised with some of the online hacker. And through the internet, they were trying to get inside your devices like a computer, mobile, iPad, whatever you have. They are trying to get inside it, and whatever the online activities you was doing over the internet, like email, Facebook, shopping, banking, they were trying to hack all your personal information and your personal data. And you know very well, if they will misuse any of your details for any illegal activities, then you might face some legal problem in future because they are using your identity for their crime. Am I right?
Yes.
This is why we have contacted you and we have provided you a firewall in order to block all these hackers who got the access of your internet and who are trying to misuse your details for illegal activities. We are providing you a firewall, and this firewall is going to remove all the hackers from your computer and internet, and it is going to protect all your devices as well, okay?
Okay.
All right. What do you see right now on your screen?
Well, I've still got my internet up.
Yeah, leave it, please. Do not touch anything.
All right?
Because by the help of that, we are activating the complete firewall security. All right? We are removing the hacker. All right?
Yep.
Okay. By the way, apart from you, is there anybody else use internet in this house?
Only my wife on her iPad. That's it.
All right. Okay. But I can see right now we have found total 5 hackers are established into your computer, okay? And I do believe my colleague has already shown you the picture of the hacker.
Yes.
And do you know that man personally or physically?
No.
You never seen this man before?
No.
Do you have noticed sometimes he is roaming outside your house just to connect your Wi-Fi on his mobile phone?
No, not that I've noticed.
Have you ever noticed sometime outside your house any car is parked and
no.
Somebody was sitting inside it?
No. I live in a very quiet area, and if there was a car parked out the front, I've noticed.
All right, okay. Now let me tell you, these hackers are trying to hack your email account, your shopping website, and the most important thing, they have registered your online banking for money laundering. They are using your online banking for money laundering. Are you aware of that?
I don't do online banking.
Sir, somehow they have got the details of your bank account, and they, on behalf of you, they have registered your online banking, and they are using it for money laundering, okay? They have registered it, all right?
I don't know how they registered it, because I have never done online banking, and I never will, because I'm not dumb enough to trust computers and banks.
All my
bank activities is done in the bank.
That's
when
great.
I want
okay.
to
All right, that's great. I believe sometimes you do online shopping, right?
Yes.
And when you do online shopping for the payment, you use your debit card or credit card details. Am I right?
Yes.
This is how they got all your banking details, and they have registered your online banking without your knowledge and without your permission, and they are using it for money laundering. Do you have any idea what is money laundering is?
I know what money laundering is, yeah.
Then I do believe you know very well, according to our government law, money laundering is a crime. It is illegal in our country. Am I right?
Yes, it's legal.
So what these hackers are trying to do, actually these hackers are very smart. They are not trying to take out your hard-earned money, because if they will try to do so, then you will get to know something is wrong with your account and your money is missing. Am I right?
Yep, that's for sure.
So what exactly they are trying to do, they are putting some black money into your account. Black money means like a drugs money and prostitution's
yeah.
money. They are laundering
yeah.
some black money into your account, and by the help of your account, they are converting all that black money into white money. Then after that, they are transferring that money into their account. This is called money laundering. They are not paying taxes to our government. Okay?
Okay, yeah.
And in order to convert all that black money into white, they are using your account, okay? They are putting into your account first, then indirectly they are taking that money back into their account from your account, okay? And I believe you have not seen any unknown transaction in your banking statement, am I right?
Yeah, you're right, yeah.
So think logically, if they are doing a transaction with your account, then why it is not showing in your statement?
Why isn't it?
Yeah, you don't have any idea about
my
it?
My bank statements are practically the same every time I get a printout. I do a mini statement from the one bank,
uh-huh.
and I get statements from the other bank. I go inside and get statements, mm. and there's no unusual activity on either of them.
Okay. And I believe you don't have any idea how they have got all your banking details, right?
That's right.
Okay, now let me tell you, I believe you know very well, because of the COVID-19 and lockdown, most of the bank employees was working from home that time, you remember?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Now,
still,
One of my bank cards, my credit cards,
uh-huh.
has just been replaced. It's a complete new card.
Mm-hmm.
The card from that account has been changed.
Mm-hmm.
So the number on my credit card at the moment
mm-hmm.
is not registered anywhere. So if there's any activity going on with my second bank, it shouldn't be because it's a complete new card, new number.
Sir, actually, let me tell you, they are using your Commonwealth account for money laundering, not your credit card or any another bank, okay? Your Commonwealth account. All right?
You don't need a bloody credit card, do you?
No.
To get into
okay,
a bank
yeah.
account.
No. Now let me tell you how the hacker got all your banking details. Actually, one of your bank employee who is working in Commonwealth, one of your bank employees sold your banking information to the hacker, and this is how the hacker got all your banking details. And whatever the transaction the hackers are doing with your account for money laundering, your bank employee is not updating those transactions in your banking statement. That's the reason you won't be able to see any unknown transaction over there. Okay?
Yep.
And in order to help the hacker, your bank employee is getting a huge amount of money from the hackers. All right?
Okay.
How we got to know about all these things, that the bank employees are involved in this, because you are not the only one who is the victim of this problem. In your locality, more than 3,000 customers, and in our country, total more than 180,000 customers are become a victim of same problem. So we are calling each and every one and providing them a security, okay?
Okay.
And from last couple of months, we already caught near about 120 hackers, okay, right now all of them are behind the bars, and out of 120, like 30 was bank employee. Some employee work for Commonwealth, some employee work for Westpac, some work for St. George, some work for Bendigo. So many bank employees are doing this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So this is how we got to know about all these things, what is going on, and this is why we contacted you. But you don't need to worry. We have provided you three levels of the security. The first level is going to protect your internet line. That means your internet network. The second level of the security is going to protect all your devices, like your computer, iPad, and everything. And the third level of the security is going to protect your modem, your NBN, okay?
Yep.
Once our security will get completed tomorrow, what I will do, I will make an appointment with you and I will send our engineer for the checkup of your modem. If my engineer will find out that the modem is, that the modem is absolutely working fine, it is not, it has not any problem in it, okay, then we don't need to replace your modem. If my engineer will find out that the problem is a major one, we will replace your modem, and for the replacement, we don't, you don't have to pay any single penny for that, okay?
I paid $288 from mm-hmm. the Telstra shop mm-hmm. for a new modem.
Yeah, but this time the modem which you have, the modem which you have right now, okay, it is connected with the Wi-Fi, right, with the internet, and that
yes.
most of the major security of your modem are got corrupted by the hacker. This is how they are easily accessing your internet line from the different location. So we are updating the security in your modem as well. If the security will start working, then we don't have to replace it. If it will not start work in your modem, then I have to replace your modem. And for the replacement, you don't have to pay any single penny for that. Okay?
Okay. Yep. All I'm
right,
happy
okay.
with that.
It is our duty, sir. As I told you, we are not calling you only. We are calling so many customers. Okay? You need to cooperate with us. That's it. Okay?
Yep. Okay.
And after all the security, I need your help because you are the victim of the hacker. So without your help and support, I won't be able to catch the hacker physically. I need to catch the hacker physically, and I need to put them behind the bar. Okay?
Okay. Yep.
Okay. So could you please let me know how far your bank is from you?
About 2 kilometers.
And if I will tell you right now you have to go to your branch, how much time it will take you to reach there?
Maybe 4 minutes.
By drive, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Grab a... grab a fresh piece of paper and a pen, please. Okay?
Yep. All done.
And check in your computer. What is the time right now? Check in it.
2:50.
2:50, right?
2:50 p.m.
Okay, and I believe your bank will close at 4:30 or something, right?
Got no idea. Could close at 3:00. I don't know.
Sir, I think it will get closed at 4:00, right?
Okay, yeah. So what do I got to do?
Okay, I need to catch the hacker, and once I will catch the hacker, then I will find the bank employee as well who is working for the hacker. Then we are going to put all of them behind the bars, okay? And just because you are the victim of the hacker and the hacker are using your bank account for money laundering, so only you can help us to find those hackers physically. Okay?
Tell me what I'm going to do.
I will let you know, sir. First of all, let me have a word with my officers, okay? Hold on. I will tell you the same procedure by following the same procedure. We already caught so many hackers, okay, who are trying to misuse our customer details, okay? I will tell you the same procedures, and I believe I'm going to catch this hacker as well, okay? Stay on the line, please.